You're listening to Valley Edition. The Fresno Community Chorus stopped singing in March, just ahead of shelter-in-place orders and the county's adoption of COVID-19 restrictions. But FM89's Laura Satsui reports the group came together to sing again this week, not in a concert hall, but in a parking lot.
The sun is setting on a Tuesday evening as dozens of cars drive into the Calvary Chapel parking lot in central Fresno. They park in neat rows close to the church buildings before a small stage and sound system. Tonight, they're singing via FM transmitter, like a drive-in movie theater. Alan Peters, board president of the Fresno Community Chorus, welcomes the group.
Welcome to this first of what may be a long string of parking lot sing-alongs. We have chosen to attempt to see how well we can make our voices ring through open windows in our cars. We ask that you all stay in your car.
One choir member stands before the cars with a guitar, singing into a microphone that's patched into the transmitter system. At first, there's a bit of a lag between the sound system, where the guitar is coming through, and the radio, where the singing is happening, but it seems to get worked out. Seated alone in his truck, the windows rolled down, choir member Rodney Lyon sings out.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Since the pandemic hit, Lyon says he and his wife have missed singing in the community chorus, their church choir, and attending live music and performances. That's why he jumped at the chance to sing along in person.
It's one of these things. They said, oh, we're going to meet in the parking lot. And I said, I mean, it's an opportunity for me to go get part of my life back. You bet. I'm here.
Singing alone at home, he says, is just not the same, especially when part of the fun is hearing everyone's voices under the director, Anna Hamry.
Being in the Fresno Master Chorale is probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. Singing with Anna specifically, because she's such an inspiring and wonderful director, we could sing crappy music and she'll make it sound good.
This train is bound for glory,
The songs they sing tonight aren't very technical or difficult, like their usual repertoire. They sing familiar hymns and folk songs. At one point, they sing in a round. And for just a second, listening to the live music, it feels like the pandemic isn't hanging over them, restricting their voices and ability to gather. In between the sing-alongs, the choir's five-person all-male group called Quintus performs a cappella.
There is a meeting, there is a meeting, there is a meeting.
Love it. Wonderful. I love a cappella music. You know, the different groups, you know, all of it. A cappella music is awesome.
The five men in the group stand at the front with microphones, spaced out, and sing while wearing masks. It's how they've also been practicing.
This is the first time that we've ever had anything like this happen.
That's Peters again, the choir board's president. He says it was difficult to stop practices, but it felt necessary when it became clear singing in choirs was spreading the virus.
We had a rehearsal on March the 10th, and we said, we're going to stop until we know that it's safe to sing. And shortly after that, we heard that a choir in Washington State that rehearsed the same night had more than half the choir come down with the virus, and two of them die.
The 180-member group has been testing other ways of gathering remotely, like Zoom meetings, but the lag time and poor connection make the experience subpar. As the night ends, Anna Hamry, the choir's director, says the parking lot sing-along seemed to be a success.
It was great fun, and just seeing everybody and having voices tra-la-la together, it kind of makes our heart feel good.
Peter says out of the 42 cars that signed up to come, all 42 did. Hamry adds, this won't be the last parking lot sing-along.
We wanted to limit the first time because we didn't know how it was going to work, and we've got a better idea now. We're going to keep singing. You can't stop us.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.